Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Best Mistake, a selection from Love Comes Along by Nora Roberts, performed by McLeod Andrews.
Chapter 1. No one answered the door. Coop glanced at the scrawled note in his hand to make sure he had the right address. It checked out. And since the tidy two-story Tudor in the neat, tree-lined neighborhood was precisely what he was after, he knocked again, loudly. There was a car in the drive, an aging station wagon that could use a good wash and a little bodywork. Somebody was in there, he thought, scowling up at the second-floor window, where music pumped out. High-volume rock with a thumping backbeat. He stuffed the note and his hands in his pockets and took a moment to survey the surroundings. The house was trim, set nicely off the road behind clipped bayberry hedges. The flower garden in which spring blossoms were beginning to thrive was both colorful and just wild enough not to look static. Not that he was a big flower lover, but there was something to be said for ambiance. There was a shiny red tricycle beside the driveway, and that made him a little uneasy. He wasn't particularly fond of kids. Not that he disliked them. It was just that they always seemed a kind of foreign entity to him, like aliens from an outlying planet. They spoke a different language, had a different culture, and, well, they were short and usually sticky. Still, the ad had talked of quiet privacy and a convenient distance from Baltimore. That was exactly what he was looking for. He knocked again, only to have a thundering wave of music wash out the window over him. The rock didn't bother him. At least he understood it. But he wasn't a man to kick his heels outside a closed door for long, so he tried the knob. When it turned, he pushed the door open and walked in. In an old habit, he pushed back the dark hair that fell over his forehead and scanned the none-too-neat living room he'd entered. There was a lot of clutter, and he, a bachelor, who'd spent a great deal of his 32 years living alone, wondered over it. He wasn't fussy or obsessive, he often told himself. It was simply that everything had a place, and it was easier to find if it had been put there. Obviously, his prospective landlord didn't agree. There were toys that went along with the tricycle outside, piles of magazines and newspapers, a pint-sized fielder's cap.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?